Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service of worship for this morning. It is good that we can enter into the presence of our Lord on this day and offer him praise and thanksgiving for all of the good things that God has done. As always, as we gather, there are announcements before you on the screens and in the bulletin, so I hope you've had an opportunity to see those things that have been before us flashing by, as well as to make note of those that are printed in the bulletin. Lots of events happening over the next several weeks as we move through the Advent season toward Christmas. So do take an opportunity to see all of the things that are there, as well as to visit the bulletin board on the lower level downstairs where all of the community events are being advertised. A special welcome as well to all those who join us on the live stream. We're very pleased to have you with us this morning in worship. A couple of announcements to draw to your attention. One that has yet to make it into any sort of print form because sometimes life moves too fast, to quote Ferris Bueller. Not included in all of the list of special services yet, but it will be in the bulletin next week, is the fact that we will once more be sharing in a quiet Christmas service with our friends at Knox St. Paul's Presbyterian Church. And the quiet Christmas is a service that is specifically meant for those who find that Christmas, while many are busily rushing around wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, is not always a merry time. Death and tragedy in our that has touched our lives causes us to be mindful of those who have passed away and who we miss at this time of year. So that quiet Christmas service will be held on Sunday, December the 14th, at 3 p.m. at Knox St. Paul's, and we'll have a print announcement for that next Sunday. Next Sunday, speaking of, is White Gift Sunday here at St. John's. And as always, for White Gift Sunday, we will be collecting items, non-perishable food items for Agape House and personal care items for Baldwin House for both women and children who may end up there during the holiday season. I'm dry already. We are also looking for volunteers for the December 9th supper, and information on that is in the bulletin, and there are sign-up sheets outside the kitchen door if you can loan us a few hours of your time on Tuesday the 9th of December. We would be most grateful. And then finally, celebration of life for Harry Bowman will be taking place on next Sunday, Sunday the 7th of December, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon at the Knights of Columbus Hall here in town. And at 2 o'clock, there will be an actual funeral service, a religious service will be part of that, and that will begin at 2 o'clock. So for those who knew Harry and would like to come and join in that celebration of life, you are invited to do so, 1 to 4 at the Knights of Columbus Hall, with the religious service beginning at 2 p.m. The call to worship for this morning is a responsive call, as is our custom, and will appear before you on the screens. Let us stand as we come into the presence of our Lord this morning. Jesus says, "I am coming soon."
Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Awake from your sleep, for salvation is near.
The night is far gone, the day is at hand.
Let us worship God. Let us pray. God of justice and God of peace, even now you are breaking into our weary world. Make your presence known to those who wait and watch for you. Send your spirit of justice rolling over the earth. Sweep away all war and suffering, so that all of your creation can glorify you in peace. For the kingdom that Jesus promised us is coming down to earth at last. Amen. And our opening praise is number 110 in the Book of Praise. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. Number 110 in the Book of Praise. This is the time for us to wake from sleep, for salvation is near. Let us then lay aside the tatters of sin and put on the armor of righteousness, asking our Savior God for forgiveness as we come before him this day, offering our prayers of confession, and the prayer will appear before you on the screens. Lord God of all eternity, through Jesus Christ, you have chosen to dwell among us, and yet we continue to live in darkness. We live in ways that cause us to withdraw from your gaze and long for darkness. Forgive us, O Lord, and cause us to be watchful, for your salvation draws near. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, know this, God, the God of presence, the God of transformation, the God of peace, hears our prayers and gives us power to love. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ, we have been forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. And as God has forgiven us, let us also be giving and forgiving to one another. I invite you now to stand and turn to those beside you and offer to them a sign of the peace of Christ. And may the peace of Christ be with you all. And peace of Christ be with you. During the season of Advent, as we do things a little bit different during this season, there will be the lighting of the Advent candle, and we proceed each week with a singing of portions of Hope is a Star. They will change each week. This morning, we sing the first verse of Hope is a Star. Please be seated.
We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ, who came to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, and who is coming again to reign in glory. Keep awake, therefore, and be ready, for the Lord is coming at an unexpected hour. Prepare the way of the Lord.
I tested it and everything, Jeanette. So. It's nice to know I'm not the only one that struggles with those. And we appreciate that. This morning, we're not going to bring the young people forward for the time with the family of God, but I forgot to open my controller. So if Roy would start us moving down into the next, you will remember a couple of months ago now, we opened the covenant box that had been prepared at the time of the millennium and was to be opened during the year 2025. And inside the covenant box, there were lots of photographs and memories of things that had happened. And so there are some photographs that have of Christmas decorating mostly, and the first one, of course, was the Christmas bazaar, but the rest are from the decorating party of the year 1999. So there are familiar faces here and there as we look at people who we have known and who have been part of the congregation for years. Some of them were up a ladder again yesterday taking part in getting some of these decorations up. And I do apologize. A couple of them, the tree is a little fat. The scanning of the photographs somehow went slightly wrong. But there's our celebration of Christmas's past, and we give thanks to God for all those who were part of those events and who have been friends of ours in the faith as we have moved along. So we just have those little reminders throughout the... We just have those little reminders as we move along through the year of some of these remembrances from times past. Let us come before God this morning in prayer as we prepare for this morning's scripture. O God of our people and Lord of every nation, let your word ring out from the mountains and your spirit shine forth in the teaching, so that all may hear your teaching and all may do your will. We pray these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And this would be the time for the young people to go for their Sunday school class.
Good morning. The first reading is from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 2, reading verses 1 to 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord."
The responsive Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together.
To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord.
For there the thrones for judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you.
Peace be within your walls, and security within your towers.
For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you.
For the sake of the house of God, of Lord our God, I will seek your good.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 13, reading verses 11 to 14. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is already the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk decently as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in illicit sex and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
Once more we turn in praise as we sing the hymn, "Come Now, O Prince of Peace." This is a newer hymn to us here at St. John's over the last several years, and we have included the music in the bulletin for those who wish to follow along there, but it will be on the screens as well. And our gospel reading, taken this morning from Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 to 44. Let us listen for God's word to his people, as it is given to us in Matthew chapter 24. But about that day and that hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his word to us. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this morning is proclaimed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you remember the first time you saw a GPS? You know, back in the day when they weren't built into the dash of your car and you had to adhere them to the front windshield of your automobile with a suction cup. And they plugged into the cigarette lighter. You know, back in the day when we called it a cigarette lighter. I purchased one of those GPS units back in the day with my Christmas money, probably around somewhere in the year, well, it was Christmas 2009. It would have been somewhere in early 2010 that I actually did the shopping. It was just after we had moved back to Ontario from New Brunswick. And so we needed to update our maps anyway, because the map book that we had trustfully used for years before didn't cover the area that we lived in anymore. And instead of a map book, I opted for the GPS. Now, I'd had time to play with it a little bit before this. But the first time I used it on a trip of any length was a trip that I took driving from southwestern Ontario to Columbus, Ohio, for study leave. I jumped in the car once on the Sunday afternoon of the day after worship, and I set off on my journey. And it was a marvel. It was amazing. I got to travel all across southern Ontario and two states in the United States. I didn't have to worry about reaching over into the glove box to get the next map that I needed because I crossed into the new state or into Michigan. It was all right there, suction cupped to the front of my car. When I left, it told me how long it would take until I reached my destination and that I would arrive at 7:35 p.m. And all along the journey, it kept updating me. And at the end of the trip, lo and behold, I arrived at my hotel in Columbus. And, you know, as you're getting closer, 5 miles away, it's counting down the number of miles or kilometers that it's going to take you to get there. It's counting down the time left in the journey. And you arrived, and right when you said you were going to, it was amazing. Now back then, I got to be honest, I really didn't think about the fact that the GPS is constantly updating as you're driving along. So it's constantly making little changes to the time and to the distance so that it all works, right? I didn't think about that, but I just thought it was a wonderful box, and it was. The most wonderful thing, of course, about that wonderful box is that it gave you certainty. Unlike a map where you kind of knew, well, I just went past Toledo, and I haven't made it to Findlay yet, so I'm somewhere here. You know, instead of that, you know, the GPS showed my little orange car. My car was orange in the GPS. My little orange car, and it showed me exactly where I was on the road, like really exactly. And when I was going to have to make the next turn, it told me when that was going to happen, when I was going to reach my final destination, that there was there. And heck, it even told me how fast I was driving in miles per hour. And it would turn red if I was going too fast. Maybe I shouldn't share that fact with you. As we turn to Matthew's gospel this morning, Matthew being the gospel for year A in the Revised Common Lectionary, we come to this text that we've just read, the text in which Jesus predicts the coming of the kingdom of God. And Jesus' disciples are asking him, Lord, when is this going to happen? When will we reach this destination? His disciples wanted to know the details. They wanted to be certain. They wanted to know if the last 3 years, those 3 years in which they had abandoned family and friends to follow Jesus, was it all going to be worth it? And when were they going to see the payoff? When will they receive the reward for all of those things that they had left behind? But Jesus' teaching here for them and for us today is that certainty about times and seasons is for God to worry about and not for us. We must simply wait and watch. Instead of a precise time when all of these things will occur, Jesus gives examples of what our waiting might look like. He says, the waiting will be like the times of Noah, Jesus says, when people were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, right up until the first raindrop started to fall. Alternatively, Jesus says, it's just going to be another ordinary day. Two will be working in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding grain at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. No sun turning to blood. No stars falling from the sky. It will look just like today. Or tomorrow. Or maybe the day after that. Just a regular day. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know what day the Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what part of the night the thief was going to come, he would have stayed awake, and he would not have let his house be broken into. All this is to say that we know that the kingdom of God is coming. So be prepared for the arrival, as if it was today or tomorrow. Just as the householder would have been prepared if he knew that a thief was going to come and break into his house and steal all his good stuff. He would have stayed up. He would have left the lights on. One of my favorite scenes in the movie that probably is going to be on tonight, Home Alone, right, is Kevin McAllister knows the bad men are coming to his house. And so he throws a whole party. He arranges his house so that it looks like there's a crowd of people dancing and having a good time within his house. Jesus says, you'll be like that. You will make sure that you are ready for when the hour comes. Each year, as we begin the season of Advent, we begin with one of these texts. Texts of the end of time, of the beginning of the reign of God. And I'm going to be honest, we don't always know what to do with them. Universally, I would say for people sitting in pews, this is the least favorite sermon of the year. Because as we're getting ready for Christmas and we're looking forward to all of the things that we're going to enjoy over the next little while, gathering with family and friends and parties, the shopping and the music, you know, as we decorate our churches and our homes, we're looking for something fun. And then Jesus turns up and he says, don't get carried away. Be awake. Be watchful. Pay attention. It is a reminder to us that we stand in a fleeting moment when things may change at the blink of an eye. That is the promise of Scripture, that things will change in a moment, in the blink of an eye at the last trumpet, and God's kingdom will descend, and we will all be gathered into it. And Jesus asks the question of us this morning, are you ready? Today we are invited to consider not are you ready for Christmas, but rather are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Have you done the work of preparing your heart to be able to receive God's love breaking in all around you? Have you done the work of showing forth God's love to others that they may see God's love in us? Very little, it seems, is certain in our lives. We like to think that it is. We plan as if it is. But Scripture tells us it's not easy to plan for things. And I think we all know that as well. Quote the Scottish poet, "The best laid plans of mice and men often gang awry." But this we know, and this we confess. Indeed, these are the exact words we will say in just a few moments. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. So the invitation for us is to be watchful, because we do not know the day of the Lord's coming. But this we do know. We dwell within the Lord's promise. And therefore, we can face any uncertainty, knowing that in the end, God is making all things new. Thanks be to God for his word to us today. Let us come now with gratitude and joy to the table of our Lord, bringing the works of our hands and the gifts of our lives as an offering of praise. Let us now present our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, that you have built us up in faith and bound us together in love. By your grace, may all that we do show the glory of your name and serve the good of your people. We pray these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask the congregation to remain standing. Ushers are going to take the offering to the back. That we remain standing, that we may join our voices together in saying the Nicene Creed. The Creed is found on page 578 in the Book of Praise, or will appear before you on the screens. We join our voices with the people of God across all time and space as we confess our faith and say these words together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified. Where are we on the screen? Let's start at the top of the screen. For us and for our sake, for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Hear once more these words of the Apostle Paul. Paul wrote to the church when he said, "Besides this, you know what time it is. It is already the moment for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk decently as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, nor in illicit sex and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but instead put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." We come this day invited to Christ's table that we may eat of this spiritual food and be nourished in body and in soul. This is the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. It belongs to no denomination, but is open to all those who seek to follow Jesus and to grow in faith with him. So come, taste, and see that the Lord is good. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Our hymn is number 542, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silent," number 542. Please be seated. As the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took these gifts of bread and wine, so we too take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart from all common uses to this holy purpose and mystery. And as our Lord Jesus gave thanks and blessed them, let us likewise draw near to God and offer him our prayers and our praise. The great prayer of thanksgiving is one of the oldest prayers of the church, and it includes within it responses and portions of liturgy which are spoken together. So you are invited to, you can pray with one eye closed and one eye on the screen, and join in where appropriately. Friends, the Lord be with you.
And with you also.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. For you have called all people to follow your paths of justice and peace, beating their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. In the light of your holy word, we look for the day when nation shall not lift up sword against nation or learn war anymore. Therefore, with the entire company of heaven, and with your people on earth, we live in this hope, and we praise you and join in the never-ending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, for he is our Emmanuel, God with us. Fulfilling the expectations of the prophets, he healed the blind and the lame, cleansed the lepers, opened the ears of the deaf, raised the dead, and brought good news to the poor. Through his life, death, and resurrection, you manifest your new covenant with humanity, and through the church of his disciples, you give testimony to the power of your salvation for the world. Therefore, in remembrance of all your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we give ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for the world, as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon us, O God, and gathered here out of love for you, and on these gifts of bread and wine, let these gifts be the true fellowship in the body of Christ. and the true participation in the new covenant of his blood. By your Spirit, empower us to be Christ for the world, serving in his name until the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, this day and forevermore. Hear us now as we continue to pray in the manner that Jesus taught his disciples, as we say together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant us your peace. Following the example of our Lord Jesus Christ and in remembrance of him, we do this. That the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and said, Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same manner, Christ took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes again.
Thank you.
Take and eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This cup is the new covenant, which is sealed with the blood of Christ shed for you. Drink you all of it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us pray. Lord God, our hope, we give you thanks that you have given us this foretaste of the justice, righteousness, and peace of your promised new creation. Strengthen us with this heavenly food as we seek to serve your heavenly realm. Lead us to live in joyful expectation of the coming again in glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And this morning's closing praise is number 116 in the Book of Praise. Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Number 116 in the Book of Praise. And just a reminder, there is a time of fellowship following worship directly at the back of the sanctuary, so please do plan to stay and meet with your neighbors and share the news of this week. Friends, about that day and hour, no one knows. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know on what day your King is coming. Be ready, for the Lord will come at an unexpected hour. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice.